This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. At least 7 people are killed and more than 700 injured by a powerful earthquake in Taiwan that damaged dozens of buildings and prompted tsunami warnings that extended to Japan and the Philippines before being lifted. U.S. and other world leaders continue to react to an Israeli airstrike that killed food aid workers from World Central Kitchen. VOA's Cindy Sain reports from Washington.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby had this reaction during Tuesday's press briefing.
We were outraged to learn of an IDF strike that killed a number of civilian humanitarian workers yesterday from the World Central Kitchen, which has been relentless in working to get food to those who are hungry in Gaza and, quite frankly, around the world.
World Central Kitchen is run by celebrity chef Jose Andres. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Joe Biden reached out to Andres. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
And AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on the repercussions of the aid workers' deaths.
Some of Israel's closest allies, including the U.S., have condemned the deaths of 7 aid workers who were killed by airstrikes in Gaza, a loss that's prompted multiple charities to suspend food deliveries to Palestinians on the brink of starvation. The dead from Monday night strikes included 3 British citizens, Polish and Australian nationals, a Canadian-American dual national, and a Palestinian. The deaths of the World Central Kitchen workers threatened to set back efforts by the U.S. and other countries to open a maritime corridor for aid from Cyprus to help ease the desperate conditions in northern Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can follow the Voice of America on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and X. This is VOA News. There are questions as to whether the construction company whose workers died in last week's bridge collapse in the U.S. port city of Baltimore, Maryland, took proper safety precautions. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Before a cargo ship rammed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge last week, a flurry of urgent warnings were heard over radios, like this one on Broadcastify, enabling police to stop traffic from getting on the span.
Just make sure no one's on the bridge right now.
But the warnings seemingly didn't reach the 6 construction workers who were killed. Their deaths are raising questions about whether the construction company they worked for took proper precautions, including keeping a safety boat nearby, which might have been able to warn the workers about the approaching cargo ship. Safety experts say federal regulations require construction companies to keep such boats nearby, but there was no such indication that the company, Bronner Builders, had a rescue boat on the water. I'm Donna Warder.
On a call this week, U.S. President Joe Biden discussed with Chinese President Xi Jinping a range of high-level issues and reiterated his request that China not use web-based disinformation tools to interfere with the U.S. presidential election. The two leaders also discussed Taiwan, the island China claims, as it prepares to inaugurate a new leader next month. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Washington.
The White House described Tuesday's phone call between President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping, which follows their in-person meeting last year, as candid and constructive. This time, the two covered a range of issues they had previously discussed in November, including joint counter-narcotics efforts, military communication, and the risks of artificial intelligence. John Kirby is White House National Security Communications Advisor.
We believe that there is no substitute for regular communication at the leader level to effectively manage this complex and often tense bilateral relationship. And both presidents agreed to pick up the phone and speak when needed.
Xi, in a statement, said both leaders found the phone call to be candid and constructive. But he stressed that disagreements remain. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Finland lowers its flags to half-mast to mark the country's mourning after a 12-year-old opened fire at a school, killing one classmate and seriously injuring 2 others. In a long-awaited landmark ruling, Uganda's Constitutional Court rejects a petition seeking to overturn a controversial anti-gay law that is considered one of the toughest in the world. For more stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.